שפכי כמים מי שנכנס עד
Okay, let's do one more line, Kuf Mem Vav. And the Kuf Mem Vav is the Brisa in the middle of Yom HaTanya Chada. This Brisa is in the context of the most of discussion in the sugya, which we're not going into right now. The Tanya Chada by the small dalet chesola shel droigeris nishelten marim. If you have a chesolos basket of figs and dates, matir umafkia v'choisech. The Tanya Idach matir avoloi mafkia v'loi choisech. Matir l'chor means to untie, mafkia means to unravel, and chesef means to cut. So the first Tana held you can unravel, untie, and cut the baskets. The Tanya Idach matir, you can untie it, avoloi mafkia, you cannot unravel it, v'loi choisef, you cannot cut it. Leikasha, other Rabbanan, or Rabbi Nachman, again, it's a machlokes in Muktzah. Whether you can take the knives that are necessary in order to be able to cut this or to break apart and unravel it. So look at the Rashi. Chaisolos, keli, shel kapos, demarim. It's a basket, a woven basket. Ve'oisin kimin salim, ve'noisin lesechim, demarim ra'im. And you put inside the bad dates, lis bashel, in order to make them ripe. Matir, imakisu yikoshu v'chevel. Matir means to untie if the lid of the basket and the basket are tied together. Avoloi mapkiya, soisu shashu v'chevel, to unravel the rope, or to unravel the weave of the keli, that's osur. Soisu shashur is a chevel b'keli. Well, if I said in keli nital, then tzeret bashmishay b'sakin nosi, you can't cut it because of an iser of mukz. Okay, so the opening of the basket itself, the opening of the basket itself, which we would call mafkia, is a machlokes tanaim. Good. So now we look at Shin Yud Dalet. What's the point? You have a basket of L'choy of a keli. Are you allowed to unravel the keli itself? L'choy, that should be the discussion that we've had. So Yisr on the keli. According to Rashi, there should be no Yisr of being So Yisr of the keli. And that would explain that the issue apparently over here is only the issue of being matil of tiltul on a sack in order to break apart the keli. But breaking apart the keli per se is water. That's how the Gemara seems to continue. That even the issue of mafkia is an issue of whether we can take a keli mafkia. But mafkia itself is water. Unraveling the basket is water. Alright? Why is unraveling the basket water? According to Rashi, Pashut, it's Tirbi Kalim. According to the Rajba and the Ran and the Ramban, Pashut, it's Tirbi Kalim. According to Tosfos, why should we with her? There is an Easter theory of a Kalim to take apart the Kalim, to unravel the Kalim. The heart of a person would weave together a basket in Shabbos, make a complete basket, and be over Boina, if he makes a basket from beginning to end. Alright? So how can we be Matir according to Tosfos? Okay? Look at Shinya Dalin, Mechaber Shinya Dalin. Shinya Dalat Siv Ches, the Mechaber quotes, Chaisomois, says, Siv Ches, Chaisolois, Shal Temor Megroyiris, and Makisi Kosher Bechevel, Matir, Vesoysi, Sharshiris, Achevel, Vechoysech, Apilu Besakin, Apilu Gufon, Shal Chaisolois, Shekolze, Kemo, Sheshever, Egoizim, or Shkedim, Kedelito, Loechel, Shabahem. So the Mechaber is bothered by this. The Mechaber says you can even break apart. I feel a group on Shulchan, so you can break apart. Shin Yud Dal and Tzim Ches. And the Mechaber says he has to explain it. And he explains it because it's like cracking a nut open. Why does the Mechaber have to explain it? Because the Mechaber in Shin Yud Dal and Tzim Aleph, Paskins, Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim, Hanei Mili She'ein Ein Binyan Mamesh Kigoyin Chavis. Shin Nishmira V'di Beik Shvira B'Zephis. So the Mechaber Paskins squarely like Tosfos. A little bit of a surprise. He passes like Tosfos. He says there is such a thing as Binyan and Stira Bekalim. The only time we say "ain binyan shir b'kelim" is by kli mustaki, right? Mamish like Tosfos. It's a little bit of a surprise because the Chacham is svaran. I disagree over here. So he's up against the Rajbo and the Ran and the Rif. And so many of the svarim try to interpret the Rambam to be in sync with Tosfos. You probably notice the Rambam does not sit squarely with the Ramban and the Rajbo. So many to the Machlokes Achronim, Shulta Givorim, I think interprets the Rambam to be like the Shulta Givorim interprets the Rambam to be like Tosfos, right? But the Pashas of their Rambam is closer to the Ran. It's difficult to figure out the Rambam. So, but there are those who explain that that's why the Mechaber went along with Tosfos, because the Mechaber must have held it in the Gevorim that the Rambam also holds like this. But be that as it may, so we now understand the Mechaber in Siv Ches, because the Mechaber in Siv Aleph passed like Tosfos. So when the Mechaber came to Chaisolos, he had the problem that we had. What's Pshat? How does Tosfos Pshat Chaisolos? Why should say Chesodim Mutter? How do we just gloss over it? So the Mechaber quotes the Kolboy, also one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the Mechaber, how do we know this? Because you look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes the Kolboy. And the Beis Yosef has, and the Kolboy has this Lashon. And the Mechaber quotes over here. She calls a kivoy she shiber egoizim or shkedim kibelito lo oichel shenohem. Because what's he doing over here? He's it's like cracking a nut. A very strange svara. So when is a keli called cracking a nut, and when is a keli called a keli? So that's the next halacha we have to learn. Right, until now we've learned Binyan Bekalim. Right? Then we did yesterday Stira Bekalim. So we outlined the sheet as a Stira Bekalim. Right? So we had Rashi no Stira Bekalim, Ramban and Rajbo no Stira Bekalim. That was a surprise sheet. Then we had the Tosfos that says no Stira by Kli Mustiki. And now we have a new din. which is we have to figure out, because that's what the Machaber quotes. No keli by chaysolos, no stiras kelim by chaysolos. All right, and these last, the sheet is told us to be the most important for us lamasa. Okay, why is it no stiras kelim gabe kli mustiki? All right, so we explained, because by kli mustiki there's no binyan kelim. It's not a biniya gemura. It's a sloppy biniya. And according to Tosfos, the stira is only shayach when there's biniya. If a sloppy biniya, there's no stira. That's recorded in the very first Mishnah Berurah of Shin Yud Dalet. So the Mogen Avraham, in explaining this mechaber sheshiver goyzim mashma daf gahani the lav kelim gemurim she'ena mosuyim elo she yizvashla tamara b'seichem avu kli gomer b'shita the aser. Tzif yod, says the Mogen Avraham, what's the din of chesolais? So the mechaber quotes the kolboy that chesolais are like a nutshell. Sheshever goes mishkedim. How is a basket like a nutshell? The Magen Avraham says be medayik in Rashi. When Rashi tells you the reason why these dates are inside the chesolos is because they should get ripe. So Rashi's not just telling you a story of Metzius. Rashi's telling you the Hedra Dover. Because these kelim are not real kelim. Lav kelim gemurim de'enam asuyim elo she yizbashlu atmarim. What does that mean? Elo she yizbashlu atmarim. What does that mean? So why does that make it into a non-keli? The only purpose of this keli is that the tamarim should become ripe inside of them. So therefore it's not a keli gomur. Ma pesher advarim, do go ahead. Why would you call it kayoma? It's going to last for 7 days, it'll last for a month, it'll last for, it's not going to fall apart by itself.
For a certain amount of time, then it's going to be cracked, or the intention.
You're saying it's going to fall apart?
Or the
how long does it take until it falls apart? That would make it into kayoma. I think using the right phrase, right term. No, Josh?
It's similar to the Raja sheet that you saw by Osaw. When you're carrying like strawberries in a cleat, so if the cleat needed to carry the strawberries,
ooh,
the cleat becomes top of the fruit.
Bottle, like I get bottle. Right. And that's what he means. So when the Rome says it's not a cleat gomer, because the cleat is bottle legabe its contents. That's shot in it's like a nutshell. And the point is that the nutshell is but the legabe, the nut in and of itself. We don't refer to the nutshell as a keli. We don't say the Ribbono Shel put an orange into a keli, put a nut into a keli, and if you open up the nut, or you open up the orange in Shabbos, you mean say sir a keli, not it's a perfect keli. It's holding an orange, it's holding, why is a nutshell different than a can of beans? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it, because we didn't make it. No, I drama. It's better keli than Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. So apparently the Kolboy is saying that there's a din over here. That if something becomes bottle, legabe, the contents, that's not a keli. A keli is something which is independent of its contents. So the Magen Avraham is saying that's Pshat Rashi. Rashi was pointing out to us that the keli is... Rashi is pointing out to us the fact that you're using the keli lizvashel. That's what what Andrew was the direction Andrew was going. It's not kayoma. It's not kayoma as independent keli. Yeah, in that sense, it's not kayoma. Rav Moshe in his tshuva asked the kasha, this one that I wrote. Remember what the tshuva of the kasha was? Avi Ashkenazi, remember the kasha? No? Then I can't put it, sorry. So he asked the Kasha, I think it's earlier, I think it's towards the beginning, maybe basically. So he asked the Kasha that if you're giving a daik in Rashi, so it's only Lizbashel the Groigerus run, but they're tomorrow there as well. But the Rav Moshe says, no, but the Rashi is just giving him a Metzias. He's not, he doesn't want him to daik. Because if you're medayik from that Rashi, it's not going to work out. The Rashi says if you're going to be medayik all the way, so it's lizbashel. It's for the groig, it's for the bad groigerus to become ripe. Because the Magen Avraham, the three Magadim, is, you know, the Perush to the Magen Avraham and to the Taz. So the three Magadim on this Magen Avraham says, look at the Rashi in Kuf Mem Vav. V'loyasuyim lebeis kibolu kishayimer apri. Exactly the way Josh said it. Loyasuyim lebeis kibol. These chaisolais are not considered to be a keli, they're not a container. They are a shomer pri, they're an orange peel, they're a banana peel. Halavachi, but if they would not be a shomer pri, if they would not be totally secondary to their contents, then also then it would be also to open it up. And says the Prima Gadim that this is consistent with the Shulchan Aruch at the very beginning of the Sivan. Why? It's two halachas now. That's what the Prima Gadim is being shot in the Magen Avraham. There used to be a time when yeshivas said shiurim in the Magen Avraham, before the Mishnah Berurah became so popular, in the previous saying of Magen Avraham was the way they learned Shulchan Aruch, and there was Shulchan Aruch that were published with just Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham, but nothing that the Gra made, that the Be'er Halacha, because the Be'er Halacha is a sequel in the Magen Avraham and Taz, and they would say, I still remember people who used to attend shiurim Magen Avraham shiurim, because Magen Avraham is a very difficult sefer to learn. Like see over here, when Avraham was said his word for them, you have a whole Prima Gadim with them shot in the Magen Avraham. You have two major swarm on the Prima Gadim, on the Magen Avraham, the Maksa Shekels on the page itself, and you have the Prima Gadim. That's how hard the Magen Avraham is. The high esteem which the Magen Avraham was held. So the Magen, what's the shot in the Magen Avraham? So he followed this through. The Magen Avraham explained to us why the Machaber said the Kolboy. The Kolboy was to give Pshat in the Gemara according to Tosfos. The people got him to finish it off. What's Pshat in the Magen Avraham? Kishemer Labri. It's secondary. It means not a Klik Evil. It's a Keli without a Klik Evil. Keli without a container. Also, that's the case. Says the Prima Gadim. Now, this Shulchan Aruch is consistent. In Sif Aleph, the Paskin like Tosfos. That Yesh Stira B'Kelim. Two exceptions. Exception number one is mustiki, a bad keli that's just attached together. Exception number two is a keli which is insignificant because it doesn't really have a kli kibul, doesn't function as a keli. One is that it's not a keli mitam; it doesn't have a good structure to be a keli. It's going to fall apart. Right, not to get Java, and the other is it doesn't have the function of a keli because it's a banana peel. So you can say it in different ways. The way that the Prima Gadim says it is that it's a bottle. It's not really. It is not a keli. A nutshell is not a keli. After you take the nut out of the nutshell, you don't try to open up a nutshell in order to be able to save the nutshell for some other purpose. You don't take off the banana peel or the orange peel, having in mind to save the peel for some other purpose ethically. That means it's not a clique evil. That means it's a wraparound. Right? That's the difference. You take a piece of plastic and you wrap it around the piece of food, it doesn't become a keli. There's no clique evil there. So that's the Let's have the Magen Avraham and the people got him in pshat in this din of Chesalis. And the Chedushi Aran goes to the Ra'ah. We can find it in the Mishonim. Right, this is void you find in the Mishonim. Everybody see the Ra'ah and the Chedushi Aran? What does it say? What do you remember the Lashon? He says it's pshat in Mustaki. Right? Is that it was bought the legabe? He said the din of mustaki was like a shem of free.
You're right.
It's not right. Correct. Not din of mustaki. He says that he says this word is a kolboy. The Chedushi Ra'ah says that's pshat in the chavis of him. All right. Okay. Good. Okay. All right, so far we're saying that Chesalis is a new din. Right, it is a new din in addition to Mustaki. This is the issue. How to learn pshat in this Magen Avraham, or in this Mechaber, in this Yiches, which bubbles up halacha l'maaseh. And right, so now let's switch gears. Let's switch gears for a moment. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. If I remember correctly, Aruch HaShulchan understands the din of Chesalis to be a din like Mustaki. Aruch HaShulchan understands that Pshat in the Kolboy is the Mechaber. The Mechaber is not giving us a new din, but he's restating the same din as the din of Mustaki. Since Mustaki is a Kli Garua, it's a bad Keli, so Chesalis also is not a significant Keli. Right, again, there are two ways limshan in Chesalis. Mechaber says Chesalis is daima l'shem pri, daima to a nutshell. What's pshat in Chesalis? Is Chesalis a restatement of the din of Mustaki, or is Chesalis a new din in addition to Mustaki? So that's one of the nakudas which the Arpanim discuss. What the Arpanim mean. There's a lot of filth on what the Prima got and what. That's just the easiest way to look at it, I believe, is a prime machlekes when you're from Aruch HaShulchan. To me, it seems that, again, how this sermon looks different, that the Magen Avraham, so the Magen Avraham says, the lav kelim gemurim, the ena masrim elishi is bashuat tomorrow b'soichon. So there are svarim, achorinim will say that is inaccurate. That either the keli is a keli she'en a gomor, or it's elish kedeshis bashul b'seichem. I don't think you have to say it though. I think the Magen Avraham, especially when you see the Prima Gaon, understand what the Magen Avraham is saying. But if you look through the Achron and the Aruch HaShulchan, so you'll see that this is a issue that the Achronim discuss exactly how to define the heter of Chesalis. So you probably could say, probably the best way to say the machlekes Aruch HaShulchan and Magen Avraham. The Aruch HaShulchan sees it as a form of mustiki. In other words, that he's saying it's a bad keli, it's a lousy keli. And the Magen Avraham is saying, no, it's not that they didn't have mustiki, it's poorly put together. And the Faisalois is that it is not a keli because it doesn't have the function of a keli. And Lechera, this may go back to a machlekes Rishonim. That it could be, right? Can't say it's not mukhra, but it could be that when the Ra'ah explains that the din of mustiki in a similar way to chaysalais, so it means that the Ra'ah understands that the hefter of mustiki and chaysalais is that it's the same din. This is not these things are not considered to be kalim. Because a keli mustiki and chaysalais are really butel to their contents. Once I get the food out of the mustiki, I don't really want to use the mustiki for anything else. Right? So the Ra'ah understands, like the Ra'ah understands that mustiki and chaysalais are the same, right? But they're the same in that the mustiki is a non-keli, not because it's a bad keli by structure, but because again has no purpose beyond the set contents. Alright, so you have three ways to learn the sugya. One is the Ra'ah that says Chaysolais is really the Geder Adin, the Mustiki is an example. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Mustiki is the Geder Adin, the Chaysolais is another example. And the Magen Avraham says that they're two different examples. Okay? Hayotzim he calls that. And right now let's bring this to Lamasa. So a person wants to open a bag of potato chips on Shabbos. A person wants to open a can of corn on Shabbos. Alright? So we have to figure it out. What are our issues? Number one, is there an Easter of Soyser? When you ruin the keli, it was a perfect can and now it's a can that you took away the top of the can, or you opened it as your bag. So is there an Easter of Soyser? Next, is there an Easter of Voina? Maybe there's Voina because right now you couldn't use the can for anything else but its contents. You take off the lid, you can use the can. Next, is there an Easter there of Bonan? Let's say there's no Soyser and no Voina. Maybe there should be an Easter the Rabbanah because they were showing his camel says clearly go and bail it on the gimel. Alright, so those are the three issues one has to pose this halacha l'maisa when one wants to open a can or a bag on Shabbos. So is there an Easter of let's divide it up into, let's take the potato chip bag and then we'll take the can, and then we'll take bottle tops. So, number one, let's say a person opens them normally. Right, opens the chip in the potato chip bag in the top, opens the popcorn bag in the top, opens the can on the top of the can opener. Right, doesn't not a pull tab. You pick it up because on the issue of chotah we discussed that. Is there an issue of bona? So according to Rashi, no problem as well. Right, in Binyan Kalim. According to Tosfos. So there's only binyan bekelim if it is chizuk v'umnos, or you're beginning to end. Nope, l'chara. So there should be no Easter of binyan bekelim, correct? So far, so good.
So Rashi is no problem.
Going to Rashi and binyan bekelim, right? So Rashi should be okay. According to Rashbon, Rabban only binyan oisikli, also should be okay. According to Tosfos, Chizuk Lomnos, and Oisikli. Right? So should everything should be good? Go ahead, Evan. Should there be an easier of Makiv and Patish? Right? So look over. Why should it be? Is it the Makiv and Patish of finishing up the Keli? Right? And you're finishing up the Keli right now because now the Keli was originally made so that it should be open. No, I don't mean you finished the Keli. The Keli.
Is that the purpose of the bag?
The purpose of the bag was to hold it till.
So hold opening the bag.
Mm-hmm.
To make a fatish. The Gemara asks Klizo when they close the bag and it's serving its purpose, keeping it fresh, keeping it in there when you open the bag.
So I don't know if you have to analyze in the perspective of Gemara's Kli, because it may not be a Kli altogether. Right? So when we say this is Makiv Patish, is it the last stage within the stage of making something? No. So you can't say that it's that kind of, is it the Makiv Patish of Misateis Evan? It's not that kind of Makiv Patish. Is it the Makiv Patish of one extra non-essential thing after finish the Keli? Also not. So the question is this the Gemar? Is this the Gemar? Go ahead.
You say like the Yerim said in Rav that this is still part of the practice of both. Happens to be that according to the not actual book, but like opening the ginger bag would not be a thing he did at the end. It's part of the actual creation of the clay. Happens to be that we're talking about something in the Kim because of certain other factors, but this is actually part of the bona practice, not after.
Right, but the issue is like this: if you say it's part of the bona, then we would dismiss it because ain't binyan v'kelim, right? Ain't binyan in this kind of a keli, right? So, and then even if you were to argue that this is the last step of making the keli, but as we'll see this in a moment, both Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman held that these bags are not kelim, and these cans are not kelim. Rav Moshe held it was Fesolos, and Rav Shlomo Zalman held it was Mustaki. I'll come to that in a moment. Alright, so maybe you have to have a better formulated answer to what Effie's pointing out. Alright, so the one Man Darmer held that wasn't Easter of Boina Mikeli is the Chazonish. Why? Because the Chazonish held that when the Keli was closed, he held it's not mustaki because it's not patched together, right? He held it's not chaisolos because it's not a it's not his bashel, it's not so it doesn't satisfy the requirements of chaisolos according to Achronim. He went a step further. It's bechlal not a keli. A closed, sealed bag or a closed keli, as it is right now, you can't use it. Until you do something to it, you can't use it at all. Something that you can't use is like the piece of metal. Bechlal not a keli. When you open it, you get into a keli. You took a closed can of corn. So right now, it's useless. When you opened it, you made it into a keli. So the Chazanish held that in and of itself, he said that might be a problem of a siyas keli mekilasa. It wasn't a keli at all when you brought it back from the store. Now it is a keli, and says the Chazanish that if there's no that there may be an easier of boina. And there might be an Easter, there's no Easter of Boina, there might be an Easter of Zerah Sheva Yivna, when you open it. Either it's Easter of Boina, or there's an Easter of Shema Yasekli when you're Soyser. Right? So according to Chazanish, Maybe it's a simple solution to the binding problem. What's the simple solution to the binding problem? Make a hole in it. So Chazir says right now it's not a keli. Punch a hole in it, it's never going to become a keli, because it can never hold anything. So before you even opened it, you made it impossible for it to become a keli. So mainly you get out of the problem of boina, and you probably get out of the problem of zeir shema. All right, that's the chazan. So punching a hole into the keli is before you open it is to get out of the Chazanisha's concern. What's the Chazanisha's concern? Then right now when you brought it home, it's a useless piece of metal. And when you open it, it's a useless bag. And when you open it, you make it into a keli. Alright? That's one. Alright? Now, let's back up. So we said, from the perspective of Bona, according to Reb Moshe and Shlomo Zalman, who don't accept the Chazanisha's approach, it's a non-keli right now, they say, what do you mean a non-keli? It's holding corn for you. Right? It's more an Erevin. You have a Migdol Shalais. Right? And it's sealed shut. Adkalekach, you can't get to it on Shabbos. And maybe there's no Erev there. And the Gemara says that you can't, that breaking it open is a Shail of Soyser. According to Chazon Ish, what is something a Shail of Soyser? It's a non-Keli. We shouldn't have to discuss in terms of Boina. That would be a possible catch of the Chazanish. Whether something that's sealed shut, the Chazanish is useless right now, and you're making it useful, so you are over making a keli mitchilos of the atzoy by place of shita which you pass on it. Right, the Chazanish is alright. That's number one. Now let's go back to come back to one second. What about from the perspective of soyser? No, according to Rashi, Mustir Mikael, according to Rabban the Rashi Bonaran. No stira b'kelim, correct? Next, what about according to Tosfos? There is stira b'kelim. Shulchan Aruch passes by Tosfos. So that becomes, now I have to figure this out now. I have when I bring my potato chip bag home, and I open it up, and I rip the whole thing apart, rip the shreds, and it was stira gemur on it, not the bottom, right? Or, and I'm not over Kireya, because Kireya is only on Menachal Zakin. So I'm not over Kireya. I am in the east of the Rabban of Kireya. The east of the Rabban of Kireya. So we were making Letzarat Ochel Nefesh. Alright? So we'll come, that's why Kireya is on the side over here. Now, at some sense, there's no Kireya by a non-textured thing, which is not Nitin for Tefira. There's no way to sew this up. Right? So that's the Achrayim discussed. Why is the noise of Kireya Legavi the Chavis? Kirei is only by something that's nitan to be nitzver, to be sewed. So that you know who's going to sew this bag and who's going to sew the metal. So it's not nitan for the din of Kirei, plus it's not on the nosl sakeim, because this tikkun must be the yesem adar, not the fact that it gives you access to food. I'll think about these sugyas. So in Mela, it's maybe a shvus to shvus mokei mitzvah. May not even be a shvus, maybe a double drop on. Alright, so Kirei we're not worried about. What about soyser? So now, according to Machabis Pasuk, there is an Isser of Soyser B'Kelim. Right? Should be awesome. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach argues it's Mustaki. And Rav Moshe argues it's Chaisolos. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman argues, what do you mean it's Mustaki? Again, we have to construct this argument because it's a Ha'ar on the Shabbos. He wrote it up in the Minchas Shlomo in a paragraph as well. But what's pshat that it's mustaki? In other words, how would you construct Shlomo Zalman's argument of mustaki? No? Does it match the description of Tosus that it's pieced together with tar? No, go ahead. That's the Hezer, that's why there's no Zera Shema. Is that why there's no soyser? Yeah. Right? Go ahead.
It was built to be
torn apart. Who said that? Mustaki?
That's Mustaki, you didn't expect it to last.
How do you know? So, I guess you're saying an important word. Now you think of the following word. You're saying that mustiki, that Ezra Shlomo Zalman's insight, that you have to remember, we stressed this when we learned the sugya 2 days ago, that mustiki functions in two ways in the sugya. One way is mustiki in the Bei Olam and Gimel takes off the concern of Zera Shema. But when Tosfos transfers mustiki to Erev and Lamed Daled, then Tosfos is using now mustiki to explain why there's no Ezer or Soyser. Excuse me, when Tosfos transfers to Kuf Mem Vav, right, he's no longer explaining why there's no Gezer Shema. He's saying that you have to, Tosfos is pointing out to us, you have to understand that since I hold as an Ezer or Soyser, so mustiki must have a double job to explain why there's no Gzera Shema. That he says clearly in Kuf Mem Vav when he spells it out. But then what he's really answering is why there's no Soyser B'Keli, the Stira of Erev and Shabbos. So we learned a new din that there's no Stira by mustiki. That's Tosfos saying that's the underlying din. Now we explained a few minutes ago that you can look at mustiki and there's no Stira because we explained yesterday, because you are taking apart a very shoddy binyan, right? So therefore there's no binyan, there's no stira. But we explained a few minutes ago that apparently the Aruch HaShulchan understood, no, that mustiki and chaisoles is the same din. So that's what Shlomo Zalman is assuming as well. Mustiki and chaisoles is the same din. It means it's a lousy keli. The keli which is not choshev bechlal. In other words, when we discuss mustiki in the context of gezeira shema, so there we explain, well, since it's so poorly constructed, when you pull it apart, you're not trying to preserve it in such a way that you're going to put it back to you. There's no chashash making keli. But when mustiki came into the sugya to explain that it's not, there's no binyan by mustiki, there's no stira in mustiki, so there, Shlomo Zalman explained that was a little bit of a different thing. That was, since it's such a keli shein echoshuv, there's no binyan, no keli, and no stira. And that's the din of chaisolos. And that's the mahala that Echreinim have in this Magen Avraham. That is a keli ra'ua. Not because the keli ra'ua is batal. It's a keli ra'ua, period. It's a bad keli. And by a bad, lousy keli, there's no binyan, no stira. So Shlomo Zalman said, that's why they're by our potato chip bag, or even a can, there is no din of binyan stira, right? Rav Moshe didn't like either of these approaches. He didn't think that was trapped among in a room. And there are versions in the halach is that mustiki and chaisolos is two separate dinim. And Rebbeisha is a typical vintage Rebbeisha. He said it's two separate seif from Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch explained it the way we learn in Suyas. We will learn like Rebbeisha. No? The Machaber is a different answer. The Machaber says it's Keshem and Lepri. So why didn't the Machaber say that Mustiki is a different is Mutter because of Kevoy Shev is Varnu Mesiv Aleph? Right. So the Rishis is the very fact that the Gemara treats him differently. The very fact that Tosfos says goes all the way to the Gemara Beya to pick up Mustiki and doesn't to say look three lines up. In Chaisolos, the fact that Shulchan Aruch has Mustiki and Seif Aleph, Chaisolos and Seif Ches, without any cross reference, Rebbeisha says two separate dinim. Mustiki is not like Rosh Hashanah and Zalman, it's not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that is a bad keli. Mustiki is a keli that's put together for like the Lashon of the Ri and Veya, like the Lashon of Tosfos Kuf Mem Vav. Chaisolos is a non keli. Like the Prima Gadim says, there's no Kli Kibo. It's like the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's the Shem of the Pri. It's a Keli that's made for one set of contents. And any Keli made for one set of contents is not a Keli. It's a wrapper. a keli which is vulta to its contents is not a keli. The idea of a keli is that it is there to service some content, to service. The service, not the content, service me. I can take contents in, take contents out. Keli is a tool. This is not a keli. This is a wrapper. So Rav Moshe writes that if the keli that we're talking about is one that is not used afterward, like a potato chip bag, like a popcorn bag, so the bichlal, there's no problem ripping apart. There's no binyan, there's no stira, and he says that there's no room for gzeira shema, because it's not shy that a person will make this into a keli. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Right, now why is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? Why is the chazanishim here? A chazanishim is more easily understood. Why?
Inusable.
Was that?
Not usable before.
Because, no, Xavier Shema. Why Xavier Shema? Why should Xavier Shema apply? Because normally we say that Xavier Shema is a leif look. Chazal said, don't do stira in even things that are not. Don't do things, don't try to be soiser even a bad keli gezeira shema, right, that you make it, may make it into a keli. So we know the gezeira shema doesn't apply to mustiki. Does the gezeira shema not apply to chesolos? So Rav Moshe would say, yeah, it does not apply to chesolos. Why? Because the Mishnah said nafkia, there's no reason. So Rav Moshe is just like, We know from Gemara Bei there's no gzeira shema lagabe mustiki. We have to assume there's no gzeira shema lagabe chesolos. So the chiddush is that we see from the Gemara that this gzeira shema is a plug, not a loy plug. Chazal, when they named this gzeira, they made it they micro defined it certain kinds of kelim. And the Chazanish who holds that it's not chesolos and it's not mustiki says it's a gzeira shema. Right? Okay. So what do we have? A little potato chip bag. Right? Till now, it was just a potato chip bag, but now it's a repository of Kuf Mem Vav and Naflam Mem Dalet and Naflam Beis. And that's what the Rav writes in Ish Halacha. The Rav writes in Halacha that Ish Halacha, when he looks at different things, so they take on new meanings. Right? They represent certain halachas. So this is the question: a potato chip bag is it chesolos? Is it mustiki? Is it a keli? Is it a goylam shul keli? That's the shayla. So again, so chazir. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the potato chip bag is not a keli because it's mustiki. He defines mustiki for the same thing. According to Rav Moshe, it's not a keli because it is chesolos. Alright? So therefore that means that now we've knocked off. There's no binyan. If it's chesolos, no binyan, no soise, no gzeira shema. Finished. Mutter. Alright? But you have to rip it apart. You can't. You have to rip it. You have to be soyser. If you just open it, you may not be soyser. So you, by slashing it, then I think that's correct. Is that correct? If you open it, no. Probably even if you open according to Rav Moshe, no. Okay, even if you open according to Rav Moshe, because there's no binyan, right? According to Rav Moshe, you can open it. According to Shlomo Zalman, you can open it. According to Chazanish, we are concerned that maybe there is a Easter of. Of boiner of seiser, of boiner. So if you slash it, you weren't boiner, right? You make it a non keli. Chazanish raises another concern. Chazanish says that he thinks that Rav Moshe's mahalach, he doesn't say those terms, may be questionable because the bag sometimes if you don't finish up the potato chips, then you wrap it up and put it back on the shelf. So now it's becoming a keli for storage. So you made it into a keli. Yesterday it was a closed bag. You could use it for anything. You could have a pillow maybe, but nothing else. Now you've made it into a keli, which gives you access to the potato chips. You can hold the potato chips and you can even store them now in this bag. That's what Chazanish said. It's an Easter of boina b'keli, because he held it wasn't chesolos, right? And he held it wasn't because it's not lizbasho, and it's not such, and it's not mustiki because it's not so shoddy. So Chazanish says. This would be a problem of Boina Bekele. So therefore, in order not to be in violation of the of any Easter, even according to Chazanish, the simplest way is just to slash it and get rid of that. So that means if somebody else is opening his kiddushim like a normal person, so you wouldn't be vayicha. His semech and revayish, his semech and shomaz almin, 100% perfect. When you yourself open your kiddushim sack, so you should slash him. Be careful not to go through any letters. When we do the sugi of koysev, so we'll come back to that. Machlekes between the native Yehuda and the Ramah. We'll come out at the end of Baruch. Okay? That takes care of the potato chips. What about the opening cans? So opening cans, I think, should be the same thing. I think you should follow through. Questionable whether you could say that a can is mustaki. Alright, that's questionable. So again, apparently Shlomo Zalman said it's still a keli ra'ua. But the only reason that I think Rav Moshe is nervous about, Rav Moshe is nervous about some kind of kelim that is structurally a sound. In the end of his tshuva, he writes that the people should not be semech routinely on this tshuva for kelim that are sound kelim. Again, I'm not sure exactly. He doesn't define it very well. So it may apply to cans, but once again, so as Rav Shlomo Zalman would be mekel because he holds the kli ru'ua. According to Rav Moshe, it stands to reason that we should be mekel because once again, it's chaysolos that I don't think anybody nowadays uses a can for anything but it's kind of we all throw them out. But it used to be years ago, people sometimes would use cans to store things in afterwards. I don't think anybody does that nowadays. I think people usually throw them out afterward. That's right. Then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some people use coffee cans to store things. So then it becomes a little bit foggy because Rav Moshe is not clear whether you have to be choshish for meat in this case. Maybe you have to be choshish for meat if people use their coffee cans to store things. Unclear from Rav Moshe's tshuva. Well, they should be chayshish. But once again, if we are machmir for the Chazanish's position, then we would be satisfy all shitas. So again, so what are we saying? That Lagave opening up a can, if it's no preset design, so the Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be mako, Rav Moshe have a little bit of a suffix. But why a suffix? Pashim should be mako. But the two sources of suffix. Number one, if there's a significant group of people who use the can for storing things afterward. Number two, if Rav Moshe was nervous about a keli that was structurally sound, even though it's only one set of contents. Okay. And so therefore Lumasa, once again, pays to be Machmer Chazanish's Mahalach. Next, what about the third issue? What about the tops of bottles? Alright, you have a bottle, alright, and then you make a hole. You make a hole on one side, and then you open the other side. So you say, No, I don't think you can do that. Alright, so now the next thing about a can. So a can is. Sorry, bottle. And the bottle top. So there Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, again, let's go through everything again. What's the problem? The bottle top, the bottle top was l'chaira not a keli. Right? The bottle top is, right? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says not so fast. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that plastic bottle tops is in the third chelik Shmir Shabbos, the Miluim, he wrote this was one of the last shuvas he wrote before he left. So he says the bottle top, if it's a plastic bottle top, it was made, apparently those are made in the form that we see them, and then they are melted on. The metal bottle caps are flat sheets, and they are shaped on top of the bottle. So let's go through it again. Take the plastic bottle tops first. The plastic bottle tops, so I would say according to Rav Moshe, not a keli, chesolos. I would say according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, here he is choishesh. No, he says the same thing, mustaki. Would the Chazan Ish say in this case that it is a non-Kaili and now it becomes a Kaili. What's that? Chazanish writes that it's not a Kaili because it's a formed. Was that? No, no, no. Metal cap is easier to say. It's not non-Kaili. It was never a Kaili. He says he talks about plastic bottle caps. Chazanish. Yeah, but that's not the same thing. No. I'm not sure if it's the same thing. I don't know. Right? Again, with the plastic, though, we probably have the problem of the chatech that we mentioned when we learned the sugya of chatech. Metal is different. Why is metal different? Metal is different because usually metal is not part of the machat. Usually, it depends on the bottle cap. The canon bottle caps, so they would be machatech because the ring stays. But the sodas, usually the ring pops up, doesn't stay. Alright? So therefore, it's not a problem with machatech. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says when it comes to metal bottle caps, they were never a keli. They were a flat piece of metal that was shaped on top of the bottle. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that when you open up the bottle cap, then you are making it for the first time into a keli. The plastic was made into a keli before. When you open it up, still a keli. What's that? No, in the top of a soda bottle. Soda bottle. What's that? You move off can and the ring stays. You take, when you do ginger ale, a Coke, Pepsi, the ring, there's no ring that stays, I don't think. That's plastic. No, but there's some that are metal. Yeah.
And wouldn't it have?
The issue is, yes, there's some. You go in the store, you'll see there's some.
My and Chaim's only come in the metal in the glass bottles. Will have to.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the soda bottles have metal screws on. What's that?
A beer bottle?
No. You have some of the sodas have still metal tops. You see. It's like a Kedem. Okay. So in all of these cases, look at the Kedem wine bottles. Grape juice bottles, right? Not again. There's some of plastic, some of metal. So there, Shlomo Zalman said that then it was never a keli, and by taking up, you are making into a keli. So again, Lanias Daiti, according to Rav Moshe, still would not be a problem because it's still not a keli. Because you're going to throw out, you're going to throw everything out. It's chesolis from beginning to end. According to Rav Moshe, none of this should be a keli lachar, right? According to Shlomo Zalman, the metal top may be a keli because it was never made into a keli. Now you're making it into a keli, and Lachari the Chazanish would agree with the metal, certainly. All right. So that would be again. I would say one should refrain from opening the menus because of machatech. But that would be a greater concern because Shlomo Zalman held that you're making it into a keli. According to Rav Moshe, would not matter. All right. So what's left? What's left is cartons, right? Which is now much of it. So that we still have to do the research on the orange Tropicana juice cartons, right? Where you pull it out, or the milk cartons, or you make. So Rav Moshe writes the milk cartons you make a spout. Rav Moshe writes that is a Pesach Noah. You know, that's awesome, right? Because that's our sugya. If you make a Pesach Noah even on Mustaki, it's awesome. Right? Har Sugya. Shev Arms Chokh Mubashi is having this Kli. What's the Kli? Pesach Noah. So it's not Lachas Lahitzi. So it still is an Isid Rabbonim to make a Pesach Noah.
Which kind of milk bottles is this?
The milk cartons.
The paper ones where you...
Paper, the karma cartons where you have to push open and a little triangle pops up. Right? So l'chara, that should be an Easter, that question, that's awesome. Ah, it's not a keli, that's not a problem. Right? You see from our Gemara that they, is an Easter of Pesach Noah, even... but again, you see from our Gemara there's an Easter of Pesach Noah, even a Kli Re'ua. Right? Mustik is a Kli Re'ua, that can also be Easter of Pesach Noah. But what I was hard for me to understand is that, is there an Easter of Pesach Noah on Chaisolos? Right? Is there an Easter of Pesach Noah on Chaisolos? Yeah, but if you say like Rav Moshe Shitasi, that Chaisolos is not Mustikin. Chaisolos is not a Keli because it's bottled to the contents. Right. But apparently, Rav Moshe held that it is a problem of Pesach. Like once that's Rav Feinstein, he said, I asked the discussion, he said he didn't think it was a problem. Even though it's not a Keli, Pesach Noah should still be Yosef. The Easter of Pesach Noah, even a non Keli. It makes a little bit of a Kiddush. To say that the Pesach Noah and a Keli Re'ua aren't that I can absorb that. To say that there's a Easter of Pesach Noah when there's no Keli, that's what I find very difficult. But that's the remission that was partial. Now, parenthetically, this explanation of a Pesach Noah fits in very well with Pesach. This understanding. Okay, we'll come to this in a moment. Okay, so that's that we've taken care of. Also, what we have left that we haven't dealt with, the pulling off of the plastic tab in the Tropicana orange juices, right? So again, l'chora the Chazanish would say vayitri to making a keli, right? Is it machatech or not? I don't know whether there is some mark that's into the plastic. You think there is?
Yeah.
It's just much thinner than
the
other plastic.
No,
but there's a line
there. But a chazanish should be making a keli. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's not choishev this kind of machatech, according to Shlomo Zalman, it should vayter be kli mustiki. Right? According to Rav Moshe, I guess it should still be making a Pesach Noah on Chesolos. She held the sauce. Oh, it means the Pesach Noah there already. Is the Pesach Noah there already? So it'll depend on how they make this and how they make this keli. If they put in this plastic thing and it's closed and they put it in, which I assume it is, then it was never a Pesach. Right? If they punch in this, if on the other hand, which I can't imagine, they put the spout in and then they seal it with plastic, then you have a point. There you go.
There's no cardboard underneath the plastic, they pull up and down
apart. Right. No, but I'm saying if the way they do it is they instantaneously put this in and it pops out of the, and you couldn't, you know, they probably don't have, they probably make it with a hole there and then they shove this in. Right? We have to, instead of the shoes away from you, there, you have to call up and find out how they do it. Should we make scores of how they do it? You have to call and find out. Okay. So have to figure it out. Let's leave that for research to figure out how they do that. All right. So that would be, that's the sugya. Right, and that is how this would play itself out. Halacha lemaaseh. All right, any questions? Effie, what did you say? Should be what? Should be nokvi nekiv yashan. So where would be nokvi nekiv yashan? Only by opening the top of the bottle. So in a Hanavi, if you would, but no kev nekev yoshan, l'chora is on a keli.
Right? The Isur Nokev Neked Yoshan on a according to Rav Moshe, there's Nokev Neked Yoshan a Kli Mustiki. Right? Was that? No, the Nekev Yoshin Masasim. Right? So then there's an Easter of Nokev Nekev Yoshin. Now, I don't know but if you what was that? No, the Gemara says the Nekev Yoshin is the Chachila if it's not so well sealed that you can't get that when you turn it upside down, the contents don't come out. Right? So this is not a Nekev Yoshin anymore. Right? Right? That's the test that the Gemara gives. Right? That's part of the question that got me the tops of the bottles. That maybe some raise the question that the bottles should be no longer be a keli. We didn't discuss that, right? When you open up the top of a soda bottle, a water bottle, so was it a non-keli when you opened it, when it was closed, and now when you open the top, it became a keli? So I thought that it maintains the status of a keli. Either it always was a keli and still is a keli, or it was never a keli because it's chesolos. All right? Yeah. I don't know. The Rosh Hashanah says everything mutter. Okay. Right, because he must have held. Yeah. I don't know. Oh. So very good. So l'chairam, we're not saying it's eitzim avonim, right? Like I mean, mutzah, we're probably going to have a different getter of kli. It has to be eitzim avonim, but useless. This is not useless. It's holding something, right? So it's not a keli gavei tumah. There is a this issue of chisolos has ramifications in two other areas of halacha. That is the issue of with tefillas kelim, right? What's that lachas? You have a Snapple bottle, you have a glass Snapple bottle, right? So you come back from the store with your glass Snapple bottle. Doesn't apply to plastic. The plastic is not chayv tefillah, right? And you sit down and you open up your glass. It's chayv, no problem of vinyan bekelim shabbos. It's Sunday through Friday. And you sit down and you're about to drink from your glass. That one, I said, did you do tefillas kelim in your snapple bottle? Tefillas kelim. Glass requires tefillas kelim. You're drinking from a kelim. So what happens to tefillas kelim? So you say, well, I'll pour it into a plastic cup. Right? But you're still being mishtamish. All right, so you won't drink it from the glass. So you're still being mishtamish v'keli. Is that a problem or not? So you have to pour out all these sample bottles. You have to pour it out immediately, not be mishtamish v'keli, and throw it away. So that's the if we follow Rav Moshe's mahalach, l'chora kli mustiki does require tefillah, but chesolos are not kelim and don't require tefillah. So this is an issue which is discussed amongst the poskim. You can find it in the Sefer Tfilas Kelim. I think it quotes three pages of son in law. No. That the Snapple bottle is not considered a keli. Why? Because it is both the legabe its contents. It's one set of contents. See, this Yisrael of Rav Moshe, to say that it's like Chisolos, Rav Moshe does not explain this, but Lanius Daiti, we should say that there's a mission in Kalim, that Chisolos and not Makabel Tum. So that's what Rav Moshe is pointing out. That's what Rav Moshe is pointing out. Chisolos is not a shame Kalim, because it is, a Kalim means that it's something that, a tool that I use. This is like a piece of paper that I'm using to hold my potato chips. It's like a plastic wrapper. Anything which is one set of contents, and when one set of contents spilled out, then the keli is no use for me. I throw it out. That is not a keli. That's not a tool. So that's what the Mishnah says in Kalim. And that's how the Rash explains that Mishnah. That's how the Pirush Rambam explains that Mishnah. That it's not Chisolos and not Mekabel Tumah, because it's just there to help you move the food. The purpose of the potato chip bag is to help you move the food. The purpose of the Snapple bottle is to help you get the Snapple. The moment it's out, you throw it out. Or you send it back for it to hold some more Snapple. But it has no independent use outside of that. So the halacha is, the Gemara says in Erevin, that when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, you're allowed to spend Ma'aser Sheni money on Chisolos. You can't spend Ma'aser Sheni money on a beautiful glass bowl to hold your Ma'aser Sheni fruit. And Chisolos you're allowed to spend. Why? Because the Chisolos are not independent. They're both legabe the food. It's like spending money on the food itself. So this is two nafkaminas in addition to Shabbos. One is Tfilas Kalim. So in the Sefer Tfilas Kalim of I forget his first name, Rav Cohen, he writes that that based on this, one should not require Tfilas Kalim on disposable Kalim. Disposable Kalim, the Hainu Kalim of one set of contents. If there are Kalim that you use for more than one set of contents, in other words, if you go to the supermarket and you buy they're having a promotion, and they have their peanut butter inside a glass shape, which they expect that one of the ways in which they're promoting this peanut butter is that you get a glass dish with it. Right, so then that would require Tfilas Kalim. That might even require Tfilas Kalim since you buy it. Right, you have to empty out your peanut butter and then be tovel l'chol. But if it's a glass bottle that you can throw out once you get rid of the contents, like a Snapple bottle, you can throw it out. So then it's chesolos, it never became chayiv in tefillah. It's not a kelim. Rav Moshe is a Talmud, Rav Bluth. Rav Bluth is a Rav in Brooklyn. Rav Bluth made the following suggestions, quoted in the Sefer Tefillas Kelim. He said that the reason why there's no din of Tefillas Kelim is mimon of shach. If it is not a kelim, it's a chayiv in Tefillas Kelim. If it's chayiv in tefillah, you made it to a keli. When you opened it up and decided to drink from it, so you made it to a keli, like the chazanish. Until now, with a sealed bottle, couldn't do anything. So if you made it to a keli, that's keli al yidei yehudis, a chayiv in tefillas kelim. A aluminum pan. Aluminum pan, most people, aluminum pan, if you only use it for one usage and then throw it out, make a cake in it and then throw it out, so that keli is not chayiv tefillah. If you're going to use it several times, so some say, oh, now it requires tefillah, others say, no. When the guy who sold it to you, he sold it to you for one use, you decided to clean it out and use it a second or third time, you made it to a keli. So that's already a machlokes. There's an easy solution, that is to be mafkirit, because it's a genuine hefker, because you don't mind being mafkirit, it's a cheap aluminum pan. Alright? Now, the next nafkamina is very interesting. It's machlokes from the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Moshe. And that is, two nafkaminas. That is making kiddush in a cup of a disposable plastic cup. You had a kiddush. Are you allowed to make kiddush in a plastic cup? Are you allowed to make netilas yadayim in a plastic disposable cup? So, according to Rav Moshe, need a keli for netilas yadayim, and a plastic cup may not be a keli. And similarly, the assumption from the Gemara that a kosher bracha is made over a keli. The kosher bracha is a keli.
So the Moshe said, therefore you should not make kiddush over wine in a plastic cup. And this is what Merevit took issue with this. So Merevit thought, this is talking quoted in the Tzivish Melus Kalim, I have to look that up again. Okay. So everything was Asher this as well. I think Asher this as well. Could be that according to Shlomo Zalman it's not a problem. Because there's no halacha that you can't use Kli Mustaki for Koshal Bracha. I might not be a Mu'udah to get Kos, but it's possible. And if Shlomo Zalman will be made while using a Kos, a plastic cup for Netilas Yadayim. Right, because Kli Mustaki. All right. So again, so what we're pointing out here is that if we've explained Rav Moshe's position correctly, that Kli Mustaki and Chesoles is the same din. So that means that they are non kalim, not like the Chazon Ish. It's a non kalim because it's useless in its present form. It's a non kalim because the din is that something which is set aside for one set of contents is a non kalim. A kalim is something which is used over and over again. That's how we explain the din that a Pesach has to be l'hachnas l'haitzi. A Pesach is part of a keli, and if a Pesach is only done l'hachnas, then that's not the normal function of a Pesach. If it's only l'haitzi, that's the normal function of a Pesach. That means that if a Pesach is only there l'haitzi, it means that the Pesach is only there for that set of contents. It's both l'gabi the contents. So then that's not, if Pesach has to be a part of a bias or a keli, and this Pesach is not satisfying that requirement. Again, that's our Hezber. I haven't seen that in English, but that's our Hezber of the din of Pesach, Lachos Lights. So, but yet we have to appreciate is that if we've understood Rav Moshe's din correctly, so it makes life on Shabbos much easier, right? It's a cool on Shabbos, right? But then you have to be nizer in koishal bracha, using a non-disposable keli always, right? And you have to be nizer in netil tzidayim also. L'chanchila, not use a disposable keli. Mash in a cane, if you hold the Gershom Zalman, then you can probably make them both. All right. So that's how this sugya has ramifications in other areas as well. Moshe? So there, the issue is not to cut it on the preparations. That's an issue of Mechatech. According to Rosh Shechter, it's an issue of Mechatech. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman held that it wasn't Mechatech, that preparations are so insignificant, it's not Mechatech. So the easy solution is to cut it next to the preparations.
Other side where it's not set to be a
Pesach,
like the
you
over and look on the one side,
right? You do whatever it says, please do the other side. You do that side, like, all right, it's going to still be a good point. It depends how it comes out. If it comes out all torn and ripped, so then probably it's not a problem. If it comes out to be a nice the same thing, so then it will still be a Pesach, right? Depends how it works. Abby?
I heard that Moshe says that milk carton might also be
derisa,
because you could put milk back into it. It could be
a happy
milk if you want to put milk
into
it.
Mm-hmm. I heard that he held it with derisa. I forget in the tshuva he says explicitly. I seem to remember that with derisa. I just have a hard time saying that. It was, if you say that, and then so you have to look in Rav Moshe's in Arachayim Chelagal Kufchav Aleph, right, the long tshuva. So at the very end in Yud, he makes a distinction between different kinds of materials. So
it would seem to me that the carton material should fall in the category which where he was making. Now he was machmerin, but maybe that's how Ramesh held. Maybe he held that it wasn't, that it was such strong material that it's no longer mustaki. It's no longer chesolis. I just find it hard to imagine because no one uses cartons for anything else. No one, everybody throws them out. So the lashon in Chelek Aleph sounds to me sounds like that it would be chesolis. So then, but I agree with you that I seem to recollect as well that Rav Moshe held that Pesach no could be nisim de'oraisa. But I don't understand it. I don't understand. Pesach, it's still only lahaitzi lacher. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know. Hello?
For like an apple juice container, a small one that you put the
straw on the side. So if I remember correctly, usually the hole is made before, and there's a piece of tin foil that's just over it. So l'chara, that is the Pesach is there already, l'chara. L'chara, the Pesach is there. You just, piercing, that's what you were saying before. Pesach is there, that's clearly, I think, Pesach is there. It's a Nekev Yoshon. Let's look into it. It's a Nekev Yoshon, not a Nekev Chodesh, because the juice would not go out of it. Have to think about it. Happy? Yeah, probably that should be good. Hole in the bottom and then open the top. Yeah, but it would have to be a significant enough hole that it's not useful anymore. Right? A small hole makes it useless because. But also, it should be a significant hole that it becomes, in most cases, that it's useless. The first part of the question is a good question. Have to think about it. The second part is that no one does it that way. No one makes kiddush, washes it out, and then. But your first question, the fact that you use it several times in one meal, then is no longer chesolos. All right, that's a good hour. Think about it. It doesn't affect the Snapple bottle. Right, it's up to me. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Or for washing. Let's say it's for things that are for the Sa'udah, but not. So I think Rav Moshe writes that if it's he seems to connect Sarche Sa'udah with Sa'udah. Right? Lechora should be the same thing. Lechora, we should not have to make a distinction whether it's food or non food. Right? According to everything we've said, chesolos, whether it's if it's a significant Sarche Shabbos, why do I say that? Because according to Rashi and the Ran, we want to make sure that it's the one we should is it's Sarche Shabbos we make on the Rabbanon. Right? So it has to be a significant Sarche Shabbos. But I don't know if there's room to make a distinction between food and napkins or paper plates. But if it's less significant than that, I don't know. If it's, let's say, some kids want to play with a toy. Right? They have other toys to play with. So in fact, they want to play with this toy. I don't know if that's enough of a tzarech. You tell me, but what's the Easter? Right? So that goes back to the Rashi, the Ran of the Rashi. The Ran of the Rashi wanted to find some tzarcha for his make. And if that's according to Rashi, they ain't Sir Bekalim. So that'd be some tzarcha Shabbos. Good. Okay. The Snapple ones are like, they're like a beer bottle. They don't. There's nothing less fun.
No,
that's one
that
I
have
to sell. Beer
bottle piece
of
that
one.
No, because
there's no ring there.
Right.
Leave that behind. Yeah, no, what.
But if you say it's not,
yeah, exactly. No, the issue with it, there's a plastic ring. On the Snapple bottle. So removing that, as we said before, if you do it with the preparation, that could be right. Ezra? I'm assuming that the Pesach No was there already. And you're not making a Pesach No. With that? By a soda can. Oh, I'm sorry, I think that's in the bottle. A soda can. Now these deity, that should be a problem. Say it again. Cool. I learned these deity, that should be a problem. Soda cans only point to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo doesn't make all the soda cans. He held it wasn't machatech, and apparently he held that there's no Pesach Noah. Right? I mean, you could argue. Yes, you could argue that it's not a Pesach No, because first of all, no one's gonna. It's just a way of getting. It's not like a pouring spout of a milk carton. It's not. You could argue maybe it's not a Pesach No. How are you gonna find a Pesach No? A milk a spout is a Pesach No. You pour as well. Maybe you could argue it's just a hole that was made there. So maybe you could argue that. I'm not sure. It's ambiguous. What makes it a Pesach No? Right, so I don't know if Yaakov held that with Gabi Silas Kim as well.
I think that's what he did,
Right. I don't know. But there is room to make it. See, when it comes to the Kiddush cup, we are. There's a little bit of a jump. A Kiddush cup, who says the Kiddush requires a Kaili? You have to make Kiddush over wine. Nope. I gotta hold the wine, alright? I have to have a way of holding it, right? So we assume that it requires a keli because by Kiddush cup there's a din of Koshul Bracha. So we're assuming that the Koshul Bracha includes the din of keli. I could see somebody arguing that it may not require a keli with Gabi Tumah V'Tahara, Gabi Tuskeli, Gabi Tiltul Shabbos requires, right? So that's why there is a little bit of a jump. And that's why if a person is mamish stuck, let's say a person is stuck, he has wine, he has a suda, and he's no keli. So I think that we would be same enough to make it on a plastic cup.
Can you bring a raft? In fact, you can make kiddush on bread.
No, because it could be because you only require a kiddush on bracha with wine. There's no din of kiddush on bracha. Right? So it's not that the kiddush is a din of the kiddush, it's a din of
the wine,
yeah. People, some people say, when they have a fight, they put two cups. Yeah, I don't know what that should accomplish. It makes it feel good. I don't know. I'm not sure what that. Two chaisolis. I don't know. Maybe there is this, but I don't know. Okay, well, that was Mincha. Who's that?
Very good.
Is that?
Very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good.